Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Well, it is Tuesday, and the stock market broke out yesterday on Monday, but today, not so much. It slunked back. I mean, it's not funny, but it pulled back again, and it looks like we're in a market trend under pressure. We were just in a confirmed uptrend. We had gone from basically a market correction to a confirmed uptrend to a pullback. Today was, not what people were expecting. We had, we thought we were going to have a little bit of a rally here, but no, there was no rally to be had. And everything basically moved lower. Not really a good thing. Just wanted to kind of give you a look at the chart here, and of course this is for the NASDAQ composite. And why are we looking at that? Well, this is where all the growth stocks live, and we bottomed very nicely, and then we came up, and we looked like we were gonna do really well. We moved above that 21-day line, but you know what? Boom! It went right down, and it pulled back below the 21-day line, and that is critical. Why? Because that 21-day line indicates that's kind of your line in the sand. It's sort of where a lot of the algos will come in, and what happens is we came up, we're rallying very nicely, and some of the people were able to pull stuff off the bottom. I didn't, for thank goodness. And we moved above that 21-day line, and then, boom, it failed right down again with some pretty heavy volume. So it looks as if we're back to the old tricks of the market, and that, of course, is, it's going to go sideways probably, but probably to the downside. So just wanted to show this to everybody. You know, the market moves to an uptrend under pressure. The question is, what do you do when it's in a market under pressure? Well, you're very careful. That's the takeaway here, is that you want to be pretty much in cash. Now, I did make a buy today. I made one buy, and that was just sort of a pilot buy, and that was on the XLE. The XLE, this is the spider that covers the energy sector. Now, this one actually was up, believe it or not. This one actually went up today, amazingly. And it moved right up to the 10-day line. Now, I do think that this thing bounced, and we're going to see it moving higher here. We'll see, I mean, what happens. It was up during the day, and it's up after hours. So that tends to be a good sign. The thing about this one, this is primarily two stocks. This is primarily Chevron and ExxonMobil. And there was a significant amount of call buying today. We got an alert on that. There was a lot of call buying on this on both Chevron and ExxonMobil. So it does look like, it looks like oil is back. It looks like it pulled back. There was some concern about the falling oil prices, but it popped right back up. The reason I think this, of course, is because, hey, we're getting lots of inflation, and, in an inflationary period of time, that's what happens. Oil goes up. Here's the look at the small portfolio. Basically, I have only one item in the small portfolio, and of course, that is the XLE. And the price change today was small, basically $2 a share, up about 2.7%. But the critical thing here is up in volume as well. So that was something that really made a difference, was the volume. Here is how the small portfolio looks, pretty much all in cash, except for the, of course, that position in the XLE. If you're interested in that, we did set a stop loss at 72.70 on this, so that if you do buy it, you might want to consider setting a stop loss at about that. Currently, it's at 75.77. So this is a little bit tighter than usual stop loss. It's only about a 3% stop loss. So that's kind of the play here. All right, let's go into the short positions. And of course, this was looking pretty bad in the last week as the market went up. Of course, the value of these things went down. Now the tables have turned, and maybe we can make some headway. The first one, of course, is Hershey. Let's look at that. HSE, very small position in that. That's a bear put spread. Hershey, famous for their chocolate bars, of course. This one did move down today. So I am thinking that very likely, hopefully, that we're going to see some better results in terms of the in terms of the spread. Now, basically, what happened is it was shorted right about here as it rallied to the as it rallied to the 21-day line. So that's kind of where it was shorted. Then it's been moving up, and we've been kind of losing, and then hopefully today that will signal a turn around. Now the question is, if it will come all the way down to the consolidation at 201. Don't know what's going to happen there, but consumer staples have been very strong. So, you know, this one could be a little bit ahead of itself. The spread basically pays if the price of Hershey moves below 210, and currently it's at 214. So hopefully we'll see that move down a little bit there, and hopefully we'll gain a little bit of that. We're currently off about $155 on our initial $260 investment. It's only one contract, so it's a pretty small position. Let's look at Palo Alto Networks. That's PANW. Palo Alto Networks, of course, big networking security company. And this one did kind of take a nosedive today, too. And we hadn't been doing well on that when we opened the spread originally on this 15th. We basically had a 480, 470 bear put spread, and then it just zoomed right up. We didn't get a good entry there. It zoomed right up, but now it's pulling back 491. So it definitely would have to come down a little bit here to about 480 before we make any money. That's about $11 to come down here. But I do expect that will happen. Why? Because there's a little thing here called the death cross, and it just happened. The 50-day moving average moving below that 200-day moving average, showing weakness. So hopefully from here on out, we will see weakness here. Also, we have a relative strength line that's pointing down. So that one, hopefully, will start to come more into the money, because right now we invested, we initially invested $460 in this one. It's worth $309, so we're off about $151. But if this moves below the 470 mark by July 15th, this one will come into the money. If not, we'll extend it out a little bit more, take a little bit less profit. But I definitely think that, this is likely to move lower, hopefully. So, and that will work for this one. Starbucks, that one also was down today, which is, in our case, good for us. SBUX is the symbol for Starbucks. And the way that Starbucks one looks, let's take a look. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so this is the Starbucks chart. We moved above that 50-day line, but then we got some resistance. Now, when we shorted this one, we were basically at a 75.70, which means that we are basically almost where it's making money. It's currently, it did move up a little bit after ours, 76.73. So if this moved below 75, then we'll start to make money on this one as well. So hopefully that'll work out. On that. So today definitely helped us. Now with the bill.com, that's probably the last one I'm going to. The Costco is pretty far in the future. So let's look at bill.com, B-I-L-L. And this one was also down today. And this one will make money if we go lower than 110. Now we're pretty far off on this, unfortunately. We're at 115, so we're five away on this one, as you can see. This is a 110, 105 bear put spread, so it needs to move below about 110, and then we're about at 115.54. So hopefully that moves below that. All right, just one last thing before we get to the questions. I want to show you an idea, and this was the current, this is all the short holdings that we had, they were all down, so the value of the bear put spreads all went up. But I want to show you this one. This is a trade idea based on American Express, and it's been showing a lot of weakness as of late, so maybe we could make some money here. And that would be to do, and what I did is I kind of looked through some opportunities here. That would be to create a bear put spread on American Express. As you can see, it's kind of, it was here. We've actually shorted this one before. We entered the bear put spread the last time way up here at about, way up here at about 165. It dropped all the way down here. We got out basically here, so we made some nice money on this one. Now it's rallied up, but it looks like it's getting weak. My proposal is to do a bear put spread here with a basically a 145-150, which would be basically right about here. Yeah, there we go. So we might have to adjust this a little bit, but I want to get it so that if it moves from basically 145 down to below 140, then we'll make all the money. And I do think that one's available. I do have that kind of put together. Now, I haven't gotten a fill on this one yet. This would indicate a cost, out-of-pocket cost, about $4.76. So the intercost on this one, I'm calculating in this set. I haven't gotten a fill on this one yet, so it's not set in stone. $4.76 for the two contracts, that would be your initial risk investment. Then the return, potentially $524 if AXP falls below 140 by August, which I definitely think it will, because currently it's at 142. So we may have to adjust this one a little bit, but this is about 110% return over, on the period, which is pretty good. It's about almost 750% per annum. So we'll see about a 50% probability of this one, but it can be adjusted. And I think this one's a fairly good likelihood of this one happening. By the way, if you're interested in this spread, I have a link to basically this is the link to where the, so you can take a look at this, kind of adjust this a little bit. This is using a site that I like a lot called Options Profit Calculator, but this is the link that you can take a look at it. This is for the American Express bear put spread. Just you type in this http://opcalc.com/LOP, all caps. So I'll keep that up there for a second so that you can see that as well. But that might be a good one. You never know. And let's get into the questions. Thank you very, very much for holding on here. All right, let's take a look on. Hello, Jim. Oh, hey, thank you for your time, too. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate it. I really do. I really do appreciate it. I mean, I really do appreciate it. And hopefully I'm imparting some decent knowledge. And that's my whole thing. By the way, if you aren't already liking the site, please like us. I would really appreciate that. That would be very, very nice. Anyways, thank you very much. Okay, so let's take a look at CMG. All right, CMG. See what we got there. Now, because we've moved into this uptrend under pressure, we got to be careful here because, you know, this is, unfortunately, you really only want to, you know, you want to, it may be good to buy, but in a market that's under pressure like this, you got to be really careful. Let's take a look at this one. Chipotle has been for a long time an absolute stellar performer. But unfortunately, like everything else pretty much, except for the oils, it has the death cross on it. So that means that it is falling in terms of price. The relative strength line is pointing down, and it looks like it's gotten some resistance at the 50-day line, excuse me. And it looks like it's been rejected of that. It looks like it's almost at the 21-day line. Let's take a look at the technicals to see. All right. We are off the 21-day line about a percent. So we're just almost right on the 21-day line. Not a bad place to short it. But I don't know if I want to short this one, to be honest, because I think two people do have to eat. I wouldn't take this one for a short, but that's what it's telling me right here. On the fundamentals, looking pretty darn good. We have some increases in sales. Not the 20% that we would like every quarter, but pretty good. Last quarter, kind of disappointing in terms of the profits, but it was up 6%, and that's pretty good for restaurants because restaurants have not been doing very well. So overall, I would not buy this long. I wouldn't buy it here because I think you're buying something that's going to retreat some more, unfortunately. I think it's probably going to move down to at least this, I think it's going to move down to at least this consolidation. And that would be basically 1251. It's a 1288. So I just don't think you can buy this thing here. It's a very expensive stock, and it's sort of in a downward trend. So not something that I want to look at for probably a long term. I don't even think this is a good swing trade, to be honest with you. Again, we have the death cross issue here. It's below the 200-day line. That's not good. I mean, it's a good company, but it's in a downward trend. So I would say with this one, I would just be super careful. I would skip it. And, it's just not worth wasting. But it's just too risky to it's too risky to risk your capital. See, the problem in these downward trends like this, you've got to be very, very careful about deploying your capital. Right now, my bias is short. Okay, so my bias right now in this market is short. I put out an email to everybody that's on the Action Trade Alerts on Monday, basically saying, hey, we've moved into a market trend an uptrend. But then, today it's been a downtrend. And basically I said in the email that, hey, I know that it says this, but I don't believe it. And sure enough, today it just pulled back down. So I suspect that, we're going to probably get some other bad news here, unfortunately. And I do think we're going to see it go down tomorrow. That's what it's looking like was to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but it does look like we're going to get a little bit of a sell-off here. So I would say you got to be careful with something like Chipotle. It's a good company, but it's sort of you're buying it high and selling it low, and that's really not a good strategy. I don't think they're going to go away. I mean, they have great burritos. I definitely think that, but I think it's going to be a problem. So I would skip Chipotle for right now. All right, we have a question on Tesla. Thank you very much for holding on. This is from Mahmoud 813. Thank you so much for taking a look. By the way, if you want to see the charts, just go to my link on the on my profile. Click on that, and you'll be able to see all this because it's on the there's a thumbnail for the YouTube feed where I'm actually showing the charts. So let's look at Tesla. And Tesla, it's down once again. It's down for the count. I mean, I did very, very well in Tesla. But I really haven't traded it now since significantly in at least 4 or 5 months, because it just hasn't worked technically. And that's, and again, it's got all the signs there of not working. So what I'm going to do here is I have this really marked up. So I'm going to kind of take the marks off and let's go through it to see kind of what's going on with Tesla. All right. Well, if you'll notice, and I've got several, let's get rid of these. These are reversal lines, by the way, that I'm taking out here. So what's happened is, of course, is today it was down significantly over 5%, well, right about 5%. Lower volume, but down. It's also down after hours. That's not necessarily a good sign. We're right at the 21-day line. That's going to be a ceiling for it probably for a while. And the reason, of course, is this dreaded overhead resistance. I'm drawing a line here right now. There's so many people that bought it really above about 900. Bought it about 900. So here's the problem that you were having with Tesla. Tesla, every time it makes a move up, the people that bought it above 900 are like, yay, I'm going to sell. I'm going to take a little bit of loss here, but I'm going to sell. What they did is they violated the 7% rule. What is the 7% rule? Well, here's the thing. When you're buying stocks, and I know this is painful, and believe me, but this will produce a lot of less pain than doing it the different way. If you buy a stock, it moves down more than 7%, sell it. Because you can always buy it back. That's not a problem. But it's most important to maintain your capital. So there's a lot of people that bought it as it went up here, and it was up here. But now that it's down, you know, below that very, very critical, very, very critical level. Now, I do think that there's the next ceiling here is going to be about 680. If Tesla moves below 680, I think it may go much lower. I know that's not what you want to hear, but I do think that's the case. I think the next range down is going to be from about 620 to 680. That's kind of what I'm seeing anyways. And so right now, it's just not a good time to buy Tesla. It's a great company, don't get me wrong, but I don't think you're going to make any money on it, at least not right now. So, you know, for right now, don't buy Tesla. It's just at a place here where, you know, it's just at a place right here where we have all this overhead supply, and we have a falling stock, and I just think it's going to go lower. I really do. I think that if it goes below about 680, the next stop on the elevator down is about 620. So I would be super careful. Don't buy it. If you're down more than 7%, consider taking your profits if you have them, because this is probably going to go lower, at least for the time being. So I would not be a buyer of Tesla. Now, I'm being very negative here, and I saw you say, Jim, well, what are you buying? Well, I did make a buy today, and I do think that this one will work probably pretty well. And that, of course, is the XLE. And the XLE is the Energy Spider Select. And what that is that it's primarily Exxon and Chevron. Those are the two that are primarily in there. And this one did bounce. It came all the way, and this is very predictable, interestingly enough. At about $70, there is support in this consolidation. That's what they call this figure here, this what they call base figure. The support is right about 70. Interestingly enough, it came right down to 70, and then it hit 70, and boom, it started to go up. Now, why does it do that? Well, part of the reason is because a lot of trades are made mechanically, where they just will say, okay, you know, buy it if it goes to here and sell if it goes to there. So that's why it's so important to look at these index lines, because they give us a lot of insight in terms of where things are going. So right now for the XLE, which is the Energy Select Spider, the floor, at least for right now, seems to be about 70. I wish I had bought it at 70, but I wanted to wait to confirm. Now, I'll probably be a seller when it moves up to about 80 or so. If it moves beyond 80, then I will keep it. But this is a swing trade for me, and I'm not really looking to, you know, hit one out of the park. I'm looking to, like, bunt here. This is sort of a bunt and not even a single, but I'm looking for this to move up to about 80, and then I think it's going to hit resistance, and then hopefully it'll move a little bit higher. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, the overall trend of the market is not the way we want to see it. And so that's really the issue. Let's look at the S&P 500, because that really gives us a good take on it. Now, the S&P, of course, you know, it's sort of like the Fortune 500 if you take all their stocks and looked at them. So let's look at how the S&P is doing. It's sort of down, but it was rallying, but then it pulled back. One of the things I'd kind of like to do is let's take a look at some of the, you know, let's compare the different indexes to kind of get an idea of where we're at in terms of things. You know, let's look at, see if we can get where we're at in terms of the item. So I'm going to put the S&P on there. I'm also going to put the NASDAQ. Right, put that index on there. Okay, NASDAQ composite, put that one in there. And then I'm going to compare that to the XLE, which is the one that that I put in. So let me just pull this up for you. Let's see if we can get that in there. All right. Do a little comparison here of the different indexes. So what's going on here is I wanted to compare for you between the NASDAQ, that's the worst performing index since basically about February, as you can see. Kind of, they were all here in about January. And then the NASDAQ, the worst performing index. So anything that's in the NASDAQ, we want to be a little bit careful on. The S&P did a little bit better, but look at how much better the XLE did. This is the Energy Select Spider. So really what's happening is it's sort of the tale of two cities. We've got the most of the market down here. Okay, most of the market is down here. That's the S&P and the NASDAQ. But the oil stocks, once again, are outperforming. Now, they did pull down a little bit this week, but they're starting to move back up. So I definitely think we're going to see some more good stuff when it comes to the oil stock. So that's part of the reason I'm putting that in there. The oil stocks are outperforming. As you can see, they're outperforming both of these indexes, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. So if you're still awake, I'll take some more questions. Thank you for letting me yammer on there. Okay, great. Okay, let's see. Yeah, the CBI isn't going to. I agree. I wish this was, but you know, the problem is it's just a tough market. It's just a tough market. The problem with the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, if the Consumer Price Index goes up, then we're going to be sitting in a situation where retail is going to do bad. And when retail does bad, that's everything does bad, because remember, retail is about 70% of the market. So very, very, very bad. That's one of the reasons I think that that's the reason I think we're looking at a short possibly on American Express, because I just don't think people are going to be spending as much. I really don't, and I wish they would, but that's not going to probably be the way it is. All right, any thoughts on ASFM? This is from, let's look really quick. This is ASFM. All right. Oh, did I get that right? Oh, did I get that? ASFM. Oh, I put SW, so. Oh, no, it doesn't seem to want to come up. Is that right? ASFM. ASFM. Okay, well, sorry about that. I'm not able to get that for you. Maybe we can come back on this one. All right, let's look at WPC. WPC, I don't remember that one. Let's look at it. Yeah, okay, WPC, this is a REIT. All right, yeah, REITs are doing pretty good as of late. That's definitely the case. With a REIT, basically this is a dividend play more than anything else, because part of the thing about a REIT is REITs by law have to distribute their profits. So not all of them, but they do have to distribute their profits. The question is this a good area to be in? Well, this is 108 out of 197, so it's not in the top area of the market. But if we look at, let's go back and look at the monthly chart. I want to look at the monthly chart. So yeah, so we're within 15% of its all-time high. That's very good. This thing started way back here in 1997. Wow, look at that. Moved up very nicely. It's got a 93 relative strength, so this is very strong. Absolutely strong. Let's look at some of the technicals on the 30-month chart. We are, yeah, okay. So on the 30-month chart, we're up. That's very interesting. So let's look at the weekly. Just want to get an idea of some of the technical, I mean, some of the fundamental analysis, but fundamental analysis for everyone out there, when I talk about that, fundamental analysis is basically the earnings per share and that kind of thing. So there's two kinds of analysis. There's technical analysis, that's the chart analysis that I'm doing. And then there is fundamental analysis. And the fundamental analysis, of course, is like earnings per share and all that kind of stuff. So let's take a look at the fundamentals of W.P. Carey. Well, the sales have been going up very nicely. It was up 12% last quarter. But more importantly, the profits have been going up. Not a lot, but not bad at all. Very, very solid in terms of its numbers. Return on equity, very good. 6%, cash flow, $5. Now, here's the thing. This one, pretty good earnings stability, pretty good price to earnings ratio. Now, here's the thing if you're going to buy REITs. Really, the thing you look on REITs is not necessarily the price appreciation of the shares, but the cash flow in terms of the dividends that you're going to get along the way. And that's definitely, they've been pretty consistent, basically every quarter making nice dividends. They're making these nice dividend payments. The cash flow on this one, $5 per share. It's an $86 stock, so therefore, that's where you get this return on equity of 6%. So not bad. Not a bad place to look at that. Now, one thing is I would like to show you possibly a REIT that might be a little bit better. Let's take a look at that group of REITs. This is the Property Finance REIT group. I want to look at the whole sector itself, everything that's in it. And this kind of shows us what's going on with the general group in general, and that's the Finance Property REIT group. Now, if we look at this on a weekly basis, unfortunately the trend is down, just like the rest of the market. So this group is not beating the market currently. So I would suggest not necessarily looking in this area, only because even though it's very strong, it is not performing well. Let's find an area of the market that may be performing a little bit better. I right now, according from where I'm sitting, the best performing group is still the energy coal group, and that's basically since the first of the year. But you know, again, it's the usual suspects, and it's basically the oil and gas group. Let's look at the oil and gas integrated. Let's look at that in general. Now, this did fall off the cliff. It was moving up very nicely. Then it pulled back just like everything. But already, you're starting to see it move higher. So I would try to stick. I do like the REITs, but I think that the best groups are still the oil and gas. Now, there is one area that's not in the oil and gas area that is starting to show a lot of promise. And that's group number that's the medical wholesale drug supplier. Now, the best one in this group is McKesson. But the problem with McKesson, you can't really buy it at this level, unfortunately. I wish you could, because it is, let's see if it's extended. I don't think it is extended, actually. This one might be buyable. This is instead of buying the REIT, this is an area that you might want to think about buying. It's very defensive in this market, but just like the XLE, this is a good way to get exposure to, I think, one of the best groups currently, and that is this medical wholesale drug group. Okay, McKesson is the leader in this group. Now, it is in this consolidation. It's coming basically down to this 300 level, and then the ceiling on this is about 140, 139, thereabouts. And it's made its bounce. It's come down very nicely, and it's moving back up. Now, it did pull back today. As you can see, it pulled back today. So we may get an opportunity to buy it. It's right at the 40-day line. Let's take a look. And hopefully, there we go. Let's take a look how close to that 50-day line that we are. Well, we're right on it, aren't we? We're right on it, 320. So Here's my point. I think this might be a good entry point if you want to go long. Now, again, we're in a downward trending market, so we don't want to have a lot of exposure to the upside. We want to have it to the downside. But if you are looking for something to go long, this is the area that you might want to look. It's either in oil or in ethical drugs. These are the two areas that I think have the most promise. McKesson is one of the largest companies, and it is in a good place to buy it right here at the 50-day line. And you can see there's been some nice acquisitions of it. It's got a 98 relative strength. Let's look at the checklist on McKesson. It's pretty good. It's not perfect, but it's a 78 checklist, which is pretty good. 69% is typically my minimum to buy. But it's the earnings per share and the sales, where these are both fundamental measures that haven't been quite keeping up. But remember, this company is a monster company. It's huge, and that's an important thing. But here's the thing. This is one of the highest quality companies out there right now, and it has a PE of 14, which is absolutely amazing, and a cash flow per share is $28.13. So on the fundamentals, it's looking pretty good, and on the technicals, it's looking pretty good. So if I were, and I may be acquiring this one. You can't kiss all the babies, but this is one I might consider. A one-half position in McKesson. So this is one, I would consider possibly, a one-half position in McKesson. And this is a leader, and obviously you can go wrong all the time, but this is one that I think, this might be, if you're looking in the drug area or you're looking in the REIT area, I don't think you're going to be as strong in the REITs as you're going to be in these drug distributors. I think these drug distributors are going to be strong. This is one I think is the best of the breed, and this is McKesson, symbol MCK. This is McKesson. So I would consider possibly a half position here. And I think, who knows? I mean, who knows how that's going to turn out? But that's what I would consider, if you're looking for an area that you can go long on. Again, I'm almost all cash. Most of my, right now, I'm mostly in cash, but I do have, but I am looking, I am looking at the strongest of sectors. This is one I would consider McKesson to go long on. All right, let's take a look at some of the other questions. Thank you. We talked about the XLE a little bit. I bought it for $900. Should I just hold on to it? I think you're talking about Tesla. If it were me, I would sell. I would sell. I know this is hard. Because what I'm going to tell you is you're going to sell and then it's going to go back up. I think you're talking about Tesla here. So what I would do, I'd sell at least half of my position. I would really actually look to sell the whole thing because it just isn't worth drawing down your account. I mean, if it goes down to 600 and it can easily do that, I mean, you're looking at drawdown in your account of over 30%. You just don't want to do that. So here's the rule. If you're down more than 7%, put a stop loss in, sell. And that really helps. I know it's really hard. This was one of the most painful lessons that I ever learned, and from years ago, is that you just got to be brutal. You got to sell your losers. And sometimes if you do, you just have to watch them go up without you. It's very, very painful. Hey, thank you so very much, Raoul. Well, thank you very, very much. Well, thank you for looking at us from the UK. I hope that. Wow, thank you very, very much. Thank you for that comment. That's very nice of you. There is never going to be a confirmed uptrend as long as. Well, there was a confirmed uptrend for one day. There was a confirmed uptrend for one day. We had a confirmed uptrend for one day, and then we went back into this crazy pullback. So, it is what it is. Oh, geez. All right. It is what it is. Okay, let's see if we can get another question. Oh, there we go. I don't realize you show the charts on YT. Usually you watch on TT. Oh, Oh, okay. Thank you, Brian. Absolutely. I'm showing all the charts. Thank you very much for watching me on TikTok. A lot of people watch me on TikTok. I've got probably many more people on TikTok than on YouTube. But if you do go to YouTube, it's really, really easy. It's really, really easy to get on there. It's YouTube, of course. Let me just write this down. YouTube.com/DallasTradingFloor. So there you go. So did I get that right? A little bit of misspelling there. Okay. YouTube.com/DallasTradingFloor. So you should be able to get it like if you go to this address, YouTube.com/DallasTradingFloor. So you should be able to see that. On there. I think maybe I can show you. I don't know if I can. Let me just see if I can do that really quick. Share out the screen. All right. And is that right? No. No, I'm thinking back to the old one. But anyways, yeah, if you can get you can definitely see us YouTube.com/DallasTradingFloor. Thank you for mentioning that. Appreciate it. All right, let's look at AR. This is a oil company, and most of these small drillers are not as well set up. I'll be honest with you, that they were in the beginning of the year. Though it's still a strong group, I don't think this is as good a place to be in the market right now. It is good, but I don't think necessarily it's the greatest place to be in the market. But that said, and I said a lot. This has got a relative strength of 99, which is excellent. It is bounced. Notice how this is looking very similar to Chevron and to Exxon and to the XLE. That's why I'm really saying at this point, instead of trying to pick the best one, I'm just putting my toe in the water with the XLE. But this is excellent, by the way. Arturo Resources. Let's look at the fundamentals. I just kind of want to see when they report and everything like that. Okay, yeah, we did have a little bit of a pullback in terms of the sales. It did go down a little bit of money. So it's not as stair-steppy as we would like it. I don't know if that's a word. But we're up on the profit. So it's a good stock. I mean, this is absolutely a good stock. Mostly owned by funds, 61%. Nice cash flow on this, $3.54 per share. So this actually has a very good P.E. ratio of 18 and a return of equity of about 8%. So on Ontario Resources. But let's just take a look, just for fun, at ExxonMobil, which is sort of the big kahuna. They're an integrated company. Very similar chart here, but one of the things that you're going to get with a stock like Exxon, and by the way, and I want to put this out there, Exxon is currently in a buy zone. Okay, it is absolutely in a buy zone. The buy point on this one, the cup and the handle, is 89.50. That's the buy point. Currently 91.66. It's reversing its course. It's come down. It's bounced. It's coming back up. This is a very good place to buy Exxon, by the way. Even though the market in general is pulling down, you can still buy Exxon here. It's got a relative strength of 98. So it doesn't get much better than this, folks. 78% on the checklist. Let's look at the technicals. We're basically right at the 21-day line. This is very significant. Why? Because if you'll notice, this the 21-day line is this green line here. You'll notice that for the last few months, Exxon has been above this green line, and it pulled down below the green line. Now it's come up to the green line. That's, of course, the 21-day exponential. So that tells me it's probably going to continue upwards. So this one is definitely buyable right now, and I just want to kind of put that out there for everybody. Again, there's no guarantees. Right now it's a tough time to be in this market, but right now XOM is in a buy zone. So that's significant. That is definitely significant that ExxonMobil is in a buy zone, And, you know, it's right at the pivot. So basically, if we look at the patterns here, it's 2% above the pivot in 38 days. That's excellent. Why? Because it's what's happened is it came up here, it then went way up, it's pulled back down, but it's gotten support, so, and it's coming back up. Also, if we look at the volume, and this is the key, today we had this blue bar move right to this red line. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means extremely large volume. Anything above this red line is very high volume because this is an exponential scale. So there's a lot of buying activity going on in ExxonMobil right now. It's not a very exciting company. I mean, I wouldn't jump up and down, but it is looking very good. And in this market right now, you can't have a lot of exposure. But the exposure that you do have, it needs to be kind of first drawer. Kind of needs to be a little bit better than normal. So that's it. All right. Oh, hey, thank you. Just subscribe. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that, Brian, so much. Please tell your friends. Please tell your friends. I need people to know. There's some things technically I can't do with TikTok, unfortunately. I'm trying to work through these problems, but I haven't been able to do it. But on YouTube, I can show lots and lots of stuff, which is really, really great. All right. Let's look at Google and Shopify. That's probably the last two here because we're about at 46 minutes. Don't want to, you know, I know people have to go to dinner and everything. So let's look at Google, G-O-O-G-L. Of course, this is Alphabet. They changed their name, and as we all know. But this is, let's look at that chart for Alphabet. We did make a nice bounce here, but just basically telling everybody, there's some problems with this chart, okay? Let me show you this. All right, we had a situation with Google. We have the death cross. This is true in most of the techs, all right? So we don't really want to buy a stock when it's in a downward trend. And unfortunately, Google has been in this downward trend. All right, it's a great company, but it's been in a downward trend. Another thing that's happening with Google, notice how when we were talking about Exxon just a minute ago, we were showing how it was trading above this green line, this 21-day moving average. Well, Google is trading below the 21-day line. Okay, so that's not good. What happened is it did rally, and then it was rejected, came back down, rallied again, but it's starting to get a little bit choppy here. It's sort of like a plane that's stalling. It's coming up and then stalling and coming up and stalling. So I expect this one to move lower. So a 46 relative strength, I just don't think this is viable. You know, my opinion right now with Google is, you know, Google, G-O-O-G-L, is not viable here. And really, the reason it isn't viable is because it's in a downward trend. And we just don't want to buy things that are trending lower. We want to buy things that are going up. We want to think things that are high and going higher. So that's the reason why when I showed you, when I showed you ExxonMobil, that's why I showed it to you, because ExxonMobil is in a different trend. So let's compare. Let's compare ExxonMobil and Google. And this is one of the ones I want to show you. Why do we do this? Well, let's take a look at these two charts and how they've been performing. Because remember, just like John Maynard Keynes said, in the long run, we're all dead. So let's see how these two stocks are performing against each other, based on the last year or so. So what I'm going to do here is I'm kind of putting this chart up, and this is Google right here compared against ExxonMobil. All right. So this is basically, here we are in July. Boy, yeah, it's amazing. We're already there. We're almost there. We're not quite there yet. This is July, June. Look at this downward trend on Google, right? Downward trend on Google, upward trend on Exxon. Which would you like better? Well, for me, I'm looking at Exxon. Why? Because it's going up, Google's going down. Pretty simple. Now, if we had been back here in last year, boy, I tell you what, I would have been, you know, I would have been much more interested in Google than much more interested in Google than in Exxon. But the tide has turned, and since January, and that's kind of, if you take them right about here, the beginning of January, the ExxonMobil up, Google down. So that's kind of where we got to be looking for the values on the market. So that's my take on Google, is it's really a no-go. All right, let's look for one last for Hans. Let's look at Shopify. See if I can get Shop up there. All right, Shop. And this one actually may be shortable, by the way. This one may be shortable, and you'll see it immediately when we show you the chart. And basically, here's the thing with the chart. Again, same problem that we have with Google. We have this death cross going on here. We have a downward trend on Shopify, okay? And boy, look at that. It's got a relative strength of 4. It was $1,700 a share. It's now $374. So 75% of this has gone wrong. So let's compare this one. Let's just compare Shopify to a generic, to the oil sector, anything in the oil sector. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare Shopify to, let's see if I can get that. Yeah, I'm going to compare Shopify to XLE, which is, this is the Energy Select Spider. There we go. Okay, so there we go. So here's the thing. If we had been investing in Shopify since basically January, we have a downward trend, okay? And we always want to buy an upward trend. You always want to do that. But look at the XLE. This is the energy sector. Now, it did pull back a little bit, and it is moving up. But look at that. Look at how much better the performance was, okay? The performance on that XLE, much better than Shopify. So I would have to say no on Shopify. I would just say, you know, I just think that I don't think Shopify is viable. I think you're better off in the energy sector. I think that's where the demand is, and so I would say Shop really isn't viable at this level. It just really isn't viable. Well, I have wasted 45 minutes of your time, actually almost an hour. Let's take, will MU pop on earnings? Probably not. Probably not. I hate to tell you that. It probably won't. And this is a question for everyone. This is a question that we got from TikTok. Will MU come back? I don't think so. So I wouldn't be, it's just not the right area of the market. I wouldn't be there. So I will be back tomorrow. By the way, if you didn't get a look at the spread, this is a bear put spread. And I'm probably going to put some more videos out on exactly what I'm talking about here. But this is a safer way to short the market. I believe that American Express is quite weak right now, and we possibly will see it move lower. This is an a way of taking advantage of this. Let me pull it back there. Yeah, there we go. This is a way of taking advantage of this. This is a way of taking advantage of the weakness of American Express. To see this calculation, just go to https://opcalc.com/LOP. That's all capitals. And this is how you do it. And I'm probably going to make a video on this, but I don't know if I will be out tonight. And I haven't gotten a fill on this one. We're seeing a lot of weakness in American Express. So this might be a good opportunity to short. And I've shorted the American Express before and been quite successful doing it. And that's recently too. So not, you know, within the last, you know, basically within the last few days. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for taking a look. By the way, I really need your help. So if you could, please like the show. Please, please like it. That would be really helpful. Really, really helps us. If you want to get onto the action trailers, you want to get on the list, just so easy. Just go to www.dallastradingfloor.com. And first and last name and an email address, and that would be great. And one last comment. Let's see. All right. Okay. So you never waste our time. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for taking a look at the show. And I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Happy trading, everybody. Please like it. Please tell your friends about it. And please subscribe. That really helps me out. And so everybody, I will be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Happy trading. And, you know, we're in a downward trending market, so be very careful. Not a great time to go long. You want to go long only very, very small part of your portfolio. I'm about 95% in cash, looking to short more things. But there are some things I'm looking at long, primarily in the oil sector. Also, potentially McKesson, which is in the drugs, and that's pretty much it. So until tomorrow. Thank you very much, everybody. Happy trading.